the way Coach Saban coaches and teaches you different things, not only, you know, just going there and watch film and different things. He's the one that gets you right for game day. He teaches you the lessons and values that you need on the field and off the field. Just help you out all around as a coach.
We all think we're pros. We all thought we were pros when we was in college. So playing around those guys, it gave me confidence that I could go out and compete with anybody in the country, anybody in the world. I mean, college or National Football League.
This year we had a whole defensive coaching staff change. Justin Wilcox was our defensive coordinator. And we did a lot of man-to-man. And I feel like I'm a man-to-man corner. I mean, I can play zone as well, but I feel man is my strength. And in the league, you got to be able to man up. Receivers are great. You got to be able to read and react, be out there on that island. And it's definitely helped me being at UW.
My strength is basically my size, my physicality, you know, speed, height. You know, just not – people tell I'm not a typical corner, basically, you know. And my weaknesses is, you know, just like every other corner, you know, just technique-wise, you know, you need to work on your technique, nothing different, you know. You can't perfect corner, you know. It's a hard position to play.
I definitely think when you have receivers like Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, you know, big, tall, like freaks of nature, you definitely need somebody to match up against them. And so that's probably why, you know, bigger corners are probably more popular now.
The way I get out of my breaks, you know, and my transitioning, you know, guys in the slot are a lot quicker. There's a lot of quick game, and I feel like I can do good in that. And I feel like I'm a good blitzer as well, too, and like to get in on tackles, so it's all good.
Yeah, very much. You know, you gotta watch yourself, what you're doing nowadays in the league. Because, you know, if you hit or lead with the wrong thing, you're going to get ready to get some cash up for a fine. But I don't think it'll change your mentality as a player. You know, it's a physical game. You just got to know what you're doing, just watch yourself when you're out there trying to make plays on the ball.
Being at Florida State, that's all we play was just press on defense. So now going to the NFL, seeing teams do a lot of press, I feel good doing it, coming into
it. Probably will. I talked to Morris Claiborne a couple of weeks ago, and he was just telling me some of the problems he had. Coming from college, you could beat a guy up all the way down the field. NFL, you can only touch a guy 5 or 6 yards. Just getting around some older guys, learning new things, learning how to really play the game all over again. So it'll be a challenge. It probably will be a challenge.
I'm sure it would be some learning I would have to do, you know, but like I said, my first love on defense was safety, you know, so I don't think it would be too hard for me, but I definitely think it wouldn't be too much of a challenge.
Oh, that's a must. You always got to have confidence as a cornerback. And not only as a cornerback, that's the end of position on the field. If you got confidence and have faith in what you can do, I believe you'll go out and you'll do that. You'll follow that direction.
I mean, not too many people can say they've watched two of their brothers play in the pros, you know. Not too many people can say that. You know, I've watched so much football over my years. I've been in the Seahawks suite for the last 10 years now just watching my brother play, you know. So it's definitely helped me a lot, and I'm going to just use it to my advantage.
All those guys, Alabama, Florida, LSU, all those guys have people going first round every year. Rube Miranda, I went against him, Julio Jones. I think SEC is next level to NFL. I mean, I think there's some SEC schools that could compete with some of the NFL teams. So just going week in, week out, competing with those guys, I think it gets you physically and mentally prepared.